all these should be black or white, doesn't matter?
No. Well, see, we're not associated with the color people. We don't have a lot of them mm-hmm. in a particular area. We got them around, but you're talking with somebody here now in a bigger city that would be using different terms, would be more associated.
Do you have a name for someone who's, one parent is white and the other parent is black? Would you have a name for that, the child from the racial mixed marriage? Terms for, say, a real light-skinned Negro.
Yeah, a lot, right.
So words like, say someone who lives out in the country and when he gets into town, you know, everybody notices him. You know, this sort of jokes about him like, you know, because he's really way, huh?
Because he's just an old country boy.
Uh-huh. Any expressions, joking expressions or?
Give him.
Uh-huh. Anything else like that?
Well, yeah, but actually we didn't associate as a hillbilly here. It seemed like that's up in the mountains. And just an old country boy.
Mm-hmm.
As long, because see, this is practically everybody's country here, and you can't really talk too much about the other fellow. I don't know what you're talking about, but they sound that if you put that old country boy to it, that means to say that he's hillbilly.
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But we weren't calling him a hillbilly.
That'd be more mountain.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't use that. Yeah, well, in other words, the person that you're talking about, they would say an old country boy, and he was real.
We talked about land earlier. Would you think of a field that might be good just for raising grass or clover, alfalfa, you know, good land for cattle. Would you call that anything? We're like meadow or prairie or?
The only way we'd use that is a pasture land. I got pasture land. I'm talking about, I don't call it no prairie. I don't call it no meadow. I call that a pasture land.
Well, are you familiar at all with the Gulf or the Bay?
Well, somewhat.
What about a bayou?
This is I call it a small area off from the bay, a stream going into the bay, or either a small area back now. I don't know just how to explain it, but that's what I do. The big body itself would be the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then a body on out farther would be the gut.
What about the bayou? Do you speak of that?
I call it the bayou.
Is that the small stream?
Oh, yeah.
What about some of it? A man-made stream coming out, big enough maybe for a boat to go through. Cut out.
Come out.
And so, what different types of soil are there?
Clay.
Okay, what else?
Sand. That's what we call it. Mm-hmm. Clay and sand. Muck.
What's muck? Is that real rich soil?
Yeah.
Do you have something we call loam or loon?
Yeah, we got a loam. We got a loam. Loam. L-O-A-M.
Mm-hmm. What's that
like? Say that it was a mixture of sand and clay mixed.
Mm-hmm. Say you had some land that was a little bit swampy and you're getting the water off it. You say you were doing what to it?
You mean to say that if I had some swamp land and I wanted to get the water off
mm-hmm. You said ditches. Or in other words, you dig ditches in order to
that's right.
to wipe the water off.
Well, the only thing that I know what I've seen what you're talking about here is a ditch is to dry it up.
But would you say drain or drain?
Well, now, let me tell you, I was learned to use the word drain, but now I know it's a drain. That's just like, I know I've got some people now, my aunts and so on, where you'd say, the drain in my sink, so they drain this water out, the mm-hmm. sink drain. Well, it's a drain line, the only way I am, but I was learned the word drain.
Mm-hmm. And something that, say, if you had a heavy rainfall in the rain cut out a little channel, or if you call that a...
Yeah.
Would you say gully, whether it was big or small?
No, I wouldn't say gully now. In fact, my kids, they wouldn't. It cut a trench. A little gully had washed out, or a big gully. In other words, if it was small and it washed out, it was still a small gully or a big gully.
What about something along the edge of the road to carry the water off? You mentioned a small rise in land, you'd call it.
Small rise in the land?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? And to open the door, you'd take hold of the door.
Knob.
Did you ever use that word knob talking about land?
Yeah, that's right. Clay knob. Yeah, that's right.
How's that?
It's an elevator. That's another thing I'd use for this. A hill would be bigger than a knob. A hill would be a big rolling thing. Now, I know we'd go out on a sand hill. It's mm-hmm. a big thing. It's like, say, a mountain, but not high.